The one secret you must know to manifest your deepest desires.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Sink, soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. Hey, I am so excited to be working with you, to be mentoring you with these daily podcasts. And hey, all I'm going to ask is that you subscribe on YouTube, click the bell icon, or on iTunes or Stitcher or Blog Talk Radio. Okay, we love having you a part of the family, and we will continue to bring you daily podcasts that are designed to empower your life. Everyone, and this is the mistake so many Law of Attraction gurus make, everyone talks about getting what you want. If you'll just do this, you'll get what you want. If you'll just buy this program, you'll get what you want. If you'll just say these affirmations, you'll get what you want. If you'll just jump through this fire hoop and do 3 somersaults, you'll get what you want. Well, what do you want? You want to be rich? You want to have a loving, passionate relationship? You want to be healthy? You want to be happy? The ancient alchemists, going all the way back to ancient Egypt and beyond, they taught a simple secret, a powerful secret, that only a handful in today's world have really wrapped their mind around, have really spoke to, Wayne Dyer being one of them. This is so important. This one secret will change your entire life. If you begin to apply it today, you're going to see massive change in your life very, very quickly. Now, the ancient alchemists, they taught and they used an analogy of turning lead to gold. But you always needed a little bit of gold in order to turn the lead to gold. So what does that analogy mean? It means moving from our lower vibrational self, from our stuck self, from our self embellished in fears and doubts, to our unlimited self, to the part of us that can soar high like a beautiful eagle, that can move confidently in the direction of our dreams and our goals. You have to have a little gold in order to turn the lead to gold in alchemy. So here's the secret. Here it is. Listen closely. You do not get what you want. Want is the very nature of wanting means you don't have. I want some rice means I don't have any rice. It means I'm operating from a position of lack, and therefore I'm attracting more lack into my life. So I try to avoid the word want. Sometimes we'll put it in a title because that's the language most people speak. But I personally try to avoid that word at all costs because I don't want to operate my life from a position of want. I want to operate my life from a position of have. You do not, here it is, you do not attract what you want, because everybody wants something. Think about it. If wanting was the key to getting what you want, everybody would have what they want. You do not attract what you want. You attract what you are. All right, you need to write that down. It sounds simple. You may have heard it before. You may have heard me say it before. But now I'm really emphasizing it because it's so critical. You do not attract what you want. You attract who you are. Think about it this way. The infinite field of potential, the universe, is like a giant pond. And you are looking into this pond. Whatever you are is what the universe will reflect back to you. In other words, you'll see your reflection in the pond, and that reflection originates from you. You are a co-creator of your reality. The universe is your partner. But understand this. Nothing comes to you that you didn't already have within yourself. All right, there I said it. Nothing comes to you that wasn't already inside you. It's not about changing someone else. We get this in relationship work. People say, well, I got to change him. How's this ever going to work? He's never going to change. Listen, the world changes all the time. People change all the time. They change because you change. When you change, your situation will change. The people around you will change. The universe will begin to reflect back to you the new you, the person you've become. If you focus on others, you'll get more of the same. If you focus within on your artistry, on your desires, on your goals, on who you must become, you will begin to turn lead to gold within your life. You will be manifesting the life that you truly desire. The universe is always, in every way, in every situation of your life, asking you one question. Now listen to this question. It's so important. The universe is always asking you, what are you willing to become? I don't want to hear that you want something. I want to hear that you're becoming something. When you choose to become something, then your whole reality, your whole world will begin to shift to the new you. Who are you willing to become? Well, that may require specific knowledge. If you are willing to become the doctor, the physician that is already within you, that may require going to medical school, or it may require going to chiropractic school. Or it may require becoming certified in Reiki or some other form of healing. But you're going to need the specific knowledge. The specific knowledge is going to help you transform your thinking, transform who you are. Next, you're going to focus on your emotional state. And when you feel your emotional state beginning to slide down, you're going to take responsibility for it right then and there, and you're going to break state and find something that will move your emotional state to a higher vibration. In other words, you're not just going to think about your emotional state, you're going to act on your emotional state. And finally, you're going to begin to live each day, with positive expectations. Look at, I understand this better than anyone because I've coached so many businesses. If you're in a business, your life is about dealing with one crisis after another, one situation after another. That's what good managers do. If you're in a relationship, you may not be in alignment with the person that you love. And therefore, There's disharmony and argument and all of this kind of stuff. But once you begin to shift your mind and your belief system to positive expectations, you'll start attracting more of what you desire because you've already become it. You attract what you are, not what you want.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
So it's so important each day to focus on your energy, to focus on your vibrations, and putting yourself always in a position to win, putting yourself in alignment with your desires. In other words, just immersing yourself in the process of constantly becoming and asking yourself that question throughout the day. What is the universe asking me to become? What do I need to become now? What do you need to become to have the relationship you desire? What do you need to become to save your marriage? What do you need to become to have a successful career as a writer, an actor, an artist? What do you need to become to advance your business, to build your business? What is it that you need to become that you are not right now? That's the question the universe is asking you. I absolutely love this quote from Henry David Thoreau. I have learned that if one advances confidently into the direction of his dreams and endeavors to live the life he has imagined, he will meet with a success unexpected in common hours. In other words, you move into the direction of your dreams. You imagine the life that you truly desire. You see it. You feel it. It's already a part of who you are. And then in uncommon hours, when you least expect it, is what Thoreau is saying. When you least expect it, stop sitting around going, I tried it. I tried it for a week. I tried the law of attraction. Doesn't work that way. You've got to become the law of attraction. You've got to become your desires. You've got to immerse yourself into higher vibrations, positive expectations. And as far as imagination is concerned, creative visualization is one of the most important tools you will ever, ever, ever use. Einstein said it. Almost every great business operator has pointed out the value of imagination and creative visualization. By the way, I want you to visit our website and go to our empowerment store because we do have a special program that I put together for you on creative visualization. I'll stand behind it 100%. It's that powerful. Listen, you have a great day and thank you for subscribing. Oh, because you deserve it. And you're special. And you're exactly what you desire. Bye-bye now.